हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। ओके, दिस ओनली मंत्र आई टेक लॉट ऑफ टाइम टू एक्सप्लेन। सो आई थिंक लास्ट क्लास मेड वेरी क्लियर। सो इन दिस कृष्ण यजुर्वेदीये कठोपनिषदि द्वितीयोध्याये तृतीयावल्याम् द्वादशः मंत्रः। ऑलरेडी वी अंडरस्टूड वेरी सिंपल मंत्र। मंत्र डजंट कन्वे मच, ओनली फ्रॉम दि भाष्यम वी रियली अंडरस्टैंड दि what exactly is conveyed by the mantra. What the mantra say? Let us repeat again. Vacha manasa chakshusha naiva praptam shakyaha. This is one sentence. See, this absolute reality exists, but it is attributeless. So you must pay attention to every sentence I'm saying. There is subtlest, abstract, formless, absolute reality. The reality is attributeless. Therefore, it is not possible to know the reality through any available means of knowledge. Through words, through mind, through the sense organs. So reality is not objectifiable, perceptible, knowable, conceivable, describable also. But still, on what basis can we understand reality exists? Only pramanam we can accept wholeheartedly, through which we can wholeheartedly that reality exists. Though we do not know know it through any means of knowledge. Only through pramanam called shastram. Asti iti. So that is why we saw in the previous verse, mantra, Acharya insisted, Shraddha is very important. I must have faith in the Shastram so that I can accept what the Shastram says, that reality exists. Even to have the knowledge of the existence of reality, I must have Shraddha in the Shastram. Then with my Shraddha in the Shastram, with my Shraddha, in accepting what Shastram states that reality exists, then there's a possibility of making efforts to know the reality. Then the same Shastram serves as pramanam to understand what the Brahman is, what the reality is. So for knowing the existence of the reality first, then for knowing what the reality is, how it is, also Shastram is the only pramanam. You make of the Shastram first to understand what the reality is. Thereafter, again, using the reasoning, logic also, you can re-ascertain, consolidate what is revealed by the Shastram. So your inference is not used independently without the help of the Shastra. So trying to use your reasoning without trying to use the Shastram is like trying to use microscope without using your eyes. Without using your eyes, you cannot use the microscope to know something minute. Your eyes must be used, then you must use microscope can be only an extra aid. Similarly here, your buddhi must be used, your own intellect must be used, then Shastra Pramanam also must be used. So Shastram is the only Pramanam in knowing the existence of the reality and in arriving at what the reality is also. Brahma asti iti jnanartham, tad brahma kim iti jnanartham cha, Shastram eva Pramanam. This has been made very clear. And here, we saw, I'm going to read the Bhashyam again today, so not to remove all your confusions. So the mantra it is said, asti iti bruvataha. Only for a person who understands what Shastram says, and because of his faith, he says, yes, reality is. Only for such a person, it is possible to arrive at what Brahman is. Otherwise, the person does not even believe the existence of Brahman. How is it possible for him to arrive at Brahman? How can the Brahman be available for unrecognition? It is not possible. That's what mantra says. Katham asti iti bruvataha anyatra katham tadupalabhyate. We understood this very well. Now, I'm repeating the whole Bhashyam today because I explained already last class. Naiva vacha na manasa na chakshusha na anyaihi indriyaihi api na anyaihi api indriyaihi praptam shakyate ityartha. So Shankara Bhagavatpada, first sentence. Are you all following the Bhashyam now? Okay. Naiva. See, na eva naiva. Naiva means what? Never at all. Very emphatic, emphatic expression. What is it? Never at all. It is possible, praptam shakyate, it is possible to arrive at, attain Brahman in terms of knowledge through mind, not through the mind, not through the sense organs, not through the eyes, not through any other sense organs also. Okay, this is very clear. Next sentence. Tathapi. See, the tathapi means what? Even then. Why even then? Even though it is not available for recognition through any already available means of knowledge, tathapi, even then, sarva visesha rahitaha api. Sarva visesha rahitaha. It is devoid of all attributes. It is free from all attributes. Reality is visesha sahina sahitam na. It is visesha rahitam. Atma visesha rahitaha. Visesha means what? In this context, you must be very careful. The word visesha may give some other meaning also. But mostly it means an attribute. Viseshanam. In grammar, we say it's adjective. Viseshanam is adjective. And here, Viseshaha is an attribute. Okay? Describing an object. Okay. Sarva Visesha Rahitaha. Atma. This absolute reality. Atma. is free from all attributes. It is attributeless, even though it is attributeless. Even though it is not available for any other means of knowledge for recognition, still it can be arrived at. That's the idea. How it can be arrived at? Jagataha moolam iti avagatatvat. Jagataha moolam iti avagatatvat. Because of its being available for understanding as the cause of the universe. It's available for understanding as the cause of the universe. Because of its being understood as the cause of the universe. Moolam, jagataha moolam. Okay, jagataha moolam, jagat karanam. How do we know that? Shastram says. Okay. Jagataha moolam iti avagamyate. It understood as the cause of the universe through the Shastra Pramanam. Avagatatvat. Then what? Asti eva. Brahman definitely exists. Brahman exists. No doubt. Why? It is the cause of the universe. Shastram says. On what basis? Jagat exists because we're experiencing the Jagat. Therefore, the cause of the universe also must exist. This is how, being the cause of the universe, as the cause of the universe, reality is available for understanding. Jagataha moolam itti avagatatvat asti eva brahma. Okay. How? Karya pravilapanasya astitva nishtatvat. Okay. Karya pravilapanasya astitva nishtatvat. Because any effect is resolvable in its cause. Any effect is resolvable in its cause, because like as I told you already, when you say wave is ocean, wave is water, the wave is resolvable in its cause, because the existence enjoyed by the cause alone is existence enjoyed by the effect. So the universe enjoys existence means the existence enjoyed by the universe belongs to its cause. Therefore, karya pravilapanasya astitva nishtatvat. The source of resolution of the effect always has continuity of existence. The source of resolution of the effect. The source of resolution of the effect has continuity of existence. Got it? Karya pravilapana means the source of resolution of an effect is the cause. That cause has continuity of existence. What's the example? When, grass example, let us take. If the pot is a product, karyam. And the pot is, the existence of the pot is existence of the clay. Clay is removed, pot cannot exist. The pot breaks also, the clay continues to be there without a pot form. Then existence of the pot, broken pot, joins the clay, the cause. Because cause continues to exist. Which means we always see this in our day-to-day life. Our experience is this. even when any product becomes destroyed, the existence of the effect continues to be there as the existence of the cause, which means there is continuity of existence of the cause, the source of resolution of the product effect. Okay, this is our knowledge we have from a day-to-day experience. Okay, now let us go to the next sentence. Now, this is the sentence which sounds difficult. It's not difficult. Let me make it very clear. Tathahi means what? In this manner. In which manner? How we understand there is continuity of the existence of the cause, the source of resolution of any given effect. Even when the effect, okay, in terms of form name, become destroyed. Tathahi, in this manner, here, karyam avagamayati. The effect itself helps us understand. Karyam avagamayati. The effect, the product, makes us reach, makes us understand means what? Avagamayati. We do not understand. Shastram avagamayati. Vayam na avagachamaha. Shastram asman avagamayati. Avagamayati is a causative verb. Okay. Shastram helps us arrive at. Not Shastram. See here the effect. The product itself helps us arrive at the reality. How product exists. Product exists. Effect exists. Therefore, the effect cannot exist without its cause. Therefore, the cause always exists in the form of existence of the effect. See, this is how when something is existent, even the cause is unknown, still the existing product itself helps us arrive at the cause in the form of its existence. Karyam avagamayati. The product reveals, product helps arrive at, helps understand the existence of the cause. Karyam, product or effect. But here, with reference to Brahma, how does Jagat help us arrive at the reality? Jagat also has to help us arrive at the reality. Like existence of pot helps us arrive at the clay being its cause. Like the Jagat also should help us arrive at the reality, Brahma. How? The grass object is very easy because it's absolute reality. Clay with reference to pot is a relative reality. Relatively real. Clay is a cause only for a pot. Wood is a cause only for the furniture. So, relative reality. But here we have to understand the absolute reality, the causeless, uncaused cause. The absolute reality, which has no cause. And which is the only cause of only exist, which is in the form of existence of the whole Jagat, that has to be understood. Therefore, here, the Jagat, the effect in the form of Jagat also, what here, idam karyam, the next sentence, tathahi, after you find out idam karyam. Idam karya means, idam means what? This. This means what? This universe. This universe also is karyam. Product, this karyam also, avagamayati, what now? Universe helps us arrive at the cause of the universe. Brahma, how? Sukshma taratamya பாரம்பரியேண அனுகம்யமானம் சத்புத்தி நிஷ்டாமேவ அவகமயதி. ஓகே, திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் இஸ் டிஸ்கிரைப்ட் ஹியர். வாட் இஸ் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ்? இதம் காரியம், வாட் இஸ் திஸ் காரியம்? சூக்ஷ்ம தாரதமிய பாரம்பரியேண அனுகம்யமானம், திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் விச் இஸ் பீங் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட், which is traced back. Okay, the universe is something which is traced back. Traced back, now pot can be traced back to its cause, clay. Okay, when you say what is this pot made of, look at it. Pot can be traced back to its cause, clay. Furniture can be traced back to its cause, wood. Okay, ornament can be traced back to its cause, gold. Any cause can be traced back to its cause. His jagat also can be this inexplicably vast universe, which is also product karyam, brahma karyam, effect product of brahman, can be traced back to its absolute ultimate cause. How? When you pot is traced back to its clay, direct, pot is clay. But you can't say jagat is brahma directly like that, because there are many intermediary causes. Let me give you an example. Suppose this is even panchakosha prakriya, the pravilapanam has to be done. Okay, first you take the gross physical body, and the gross physical body is the product, and it is what is that which lends existence to it. Annamaya kosha has resolved in pranamaya. So prana becomes the intermediary cause. Okay? Then from the prana, then you move on to what? Manomaya kosha. Manomaya becomes another intermediary cause. The standpoint of physical body, prana, from the prana to manas. Then manomaya kosha is resolvable into what? Vijnanamaya kosha. In intermediate causes, each kosha becomes each prana, each layer of personality becomes a cause, relative cause. Then buddhi is solved in anandamaya kosha, that is avidya. That is solved, avidya is solvable in its, in finally the consciousness. Isn't it? Then you can't go beyond that. You arrive at it. This is how the intermediary causes. As I said, how you see the huge tree is the cause. First, you see the product called tree. For every product, there must be a cause which can be arrived through the effect. Similarly, here, this reality also, this universe also, can be traced back to its, can be understood by tracing back to its absolute cause, and by resolving only through resolving, for which one has to go through different intermediary causal stages, going through various intermediary causal stages. What happens as you are resolving, there'll be, the cause will become subtler and subtler and subtler. the cause will not be the same, isn't it? You start with the grossest product. Then you see what is the cause of that effect. The cause will be different. Again, further we introduce, because so many, because the jagat doesn't come overnight, just like that. We have to think of what is much subtler. So when we resolve the grossest product in its subtle cause, then much subtler cause, finally resolve, take it to the subtlest cause. But in resolving the material world in its cause, every time resolved in its immediate subtle cause, the nama rupa, the product, the nama rupa karma goes, the continuity, what continues to exist is the existence. Existence of the effect, whenever, every time the effect is resolved in its cause, much subtler cause, which means effect is negated as mithya, the existence continues to be there with the cause. So existence, there's a constant, continuous continuity of existence, which means the form, name and function alone collapse, the existence continues to exist. This continuity of existence, that existence is abstract. You understand existence with the given form, name and function only. Without form, name and function, if you take the word existence, it is pure abstract reality. It's the nature of the pure abstract reality. So, going through various intermediary causal stages, finally, one can arrive at the reality as what? As pure existence. But throughout the subtle causes, the subtle intermediary causal stages will not be available for observation also after some time. Even though the causal stages, subtle causal stages and intermediary changes, causal stages are not available for observation, still it is possible for us very clearly to infer that there are causal stages, and there in every time the causal stages also again negated, resolved in its own cause, you can understand what continues to exist is the existence. That's right. Sukshma taratamya parampariyena. Sukshma taratamya parampariyam means what? See, subtle to subtle. This universe, which can be traced back to the absolute cause through resolution by gradually going through various intermediary causal stages in terms of what? Subtle to subtler, subtler, much subtler, subtler, much subtler, then finally subtlest. This is called Sukshma Taratamya Paramparyena Anugamyamanam Karyam. This is how this karyam, which can be traced back to its cause, helps us. Okay? understand its cause, finally, the absolute cause, being the pure existence. Actually, help understand the existence. Then that pure existence is not available as existence of something. Pure existence is available for recognition, not as existence of universe, existence of the jagat, but as pure consciousness. So existence with form and name is equal to universe. Existence minus universe is what? Pure consciousness. Existence with form and name universe, you just reduce the whole universe into what? Form, name and function. Existence plus universe, the form, name and function, is equal to universe. Existence minus form, name and function, universe, is pure existence. Pure existence is pure consciousness. Okay. How Sadbuddhir Ishtam Eva Avagamayati means this effect, which is the effect in the form of universe, which is understood, being traced back to its cause through resolution by going through gradually various stages, various intermediary causal stages, in terms of subtle being resolved to subtler, much subtler, subtler, finally. Helps us understand, okay, Arevati. Sadbuddhir Ishta means what? The knowledge of the continuity of existence. It helps us understand the fact that there is knowledge of continuity of existence. Knowledge of existence is Sadbuddhi. Okay. Sataha Buddhi means knowledge. Knowledge, this continuity of the knowledge of existence is there. It helps us understand, helps us have the knowledge of the continuity of existence. Okay. See what I'm saying. When you say parties, that is knowledge of the existence of the pot. When the pot goes, still there is knowledge of continuity of existence as the existence of the clay. Got it? Yeah. So continuity of existence is in the form of knowledge of the continuity of existence. Okay. Yadapi Vishaya Pravilapanena Pravilapyamana Buddhihi Tadapi Sa Sat Pratyaya Garbhayeva Viliyate. So even when Vishaya Pravilap, whenever the object become form, name and function become resolved, along with that, suppose when you say parties, the pot goes. And the pot is broken, the knowledge of the existence of pot goes. Because pot is no more. Then what is there? Knowledge of the existence of the clay. This is what is said here. Yada vishaya pravilapanena. Buddhihi tada buddhihi api pravilapyamana bhavati. So whenever the effect becomes resolved, an effect goes. then along with the that effect, along with the solution of the effect, buddhi api viliyate, the cognition of that effect also goes. Parties means knowledge of the parties. The pot is not, the clay is. Then what? The knowledge of the existence in the pot also goes. The pot is no more. When the pot exists, there's knowledge of the existence of the pot. When the pot, it becomes destroyed. The knowledge of the existence of the pot goes. But knowledge of the existence of the clay is. So knowledge also, knowledge is existence. That's what I'm saying. Okay. So when the resolution of any product happens, then along with the resolution of the product, the resolution of the knowledge of the product also happens. Now, beautiful here. Buddhihi naha pramanam. This is very interesting, very, very good sentence. Naha pramanam. Sad asatoho pramanam naha buddhihi. Yathatmya avagame. Yathatya avagamaha means understanding of the nature. Real nature. Yathatmyam. Yathatmyam means real nature. Avagamaha means understanding. Yathatmasya avagame. In understanding the real nature of what is real, what is not real. What is cause, what is an effect. What exists, what does not exist. Okay. Sat means that which exists is sat. Asat means what? That which does not exist. Okay. Sad asatoho yathatmya avagame. In understanding, in knowing, in ascertaining the real nature of any effect, any product, whether it exists or not. The existence or non-existence of it. Only how? In understanding that knowledge alone helps, isn't it? Knowledge is the pot. The pot knowledge is means pot existence is. Knowledge is the pramanam. Knowledge is the pramanam for us, proof. In understanding the existence, the real nature of an object. Pramanam, the means is only knowledge here. Chair is means chair knowledge is. Table is means table knowledge is. Book is means book knowledge is. So existence presupposes knowledge. Existence presupposes knowledge. Therefore, buddhihi here means knowledge. Knowledge is the pramanam. Knowledge is the pramanam, understanding the real nature of any product. What is real nature here? Existence. So knowledge presupposes existence. an unknown object is as well as non-existent. And so to have that, what is the pramanam for us? What is the our intellect, buddhi? Therefore, our intellect is the pramanam. Means our knowledge is the, our own knowledge is the pramanam to understand the sat and asat of a given object. So definitely our knowledge of continuity of existence, our knowledge, our understanding, our experience of the continuity of the existence is the evidence, is the pramanam for us in ascertaining the nature of the continuity, the nature of the continuity of the existence also. How existence is one, existence is beginningless, existence is changeless, existence is endless. That existence you don't see through physical eyes, but you understand, you infer. That existence is the consciousness ultimately. Okay. Moolam chet jagataha syat. Okay, now finally he says very easy. Jagataha moolam chet nasyat. Jagataha moolam chet. Moolam nasyat chet. Jagataha moolam nasyat chet. The thing is, as the sentence, now they put the words differently. Jagataha moolam na syat chet. If there is no cause of the universe, which means what? Which lends existence to the universe, then asadanvitam eva idam karyam. Asadanvitam eva idam, this if product, without its cause, be what? Asaditevam grihyate. A causeless product is not possible. There, a causeless product cannot have existence. It cannot enjoy existence. If there is no cause of the universe, then the universe also must be non-existent. But universe is not non-existent. Universe is existent. It is available for experience, enjoyment. It exists. Therefore, it has a cause. And the cause is in the form of existence of the universe. And the cause, which is in the form of existence of the universe, is pure knowledge. So what it said, jagataha moolam nasyat chet asadanvitam eva idam karyam. Asadanvitam eva idam karyam. This product without its cause will be what? Asaditevam grihyate. It also, it is understood to be non-existent. But natu yetad asti. But this is not is the fact here. Yetad na asti. Sadu ityeva tu grihyate. We never say universe is not, universe is not. There is knowledge of the existence of the universe. Are you all following me? There is knowledge of the existence of the universe because universe is available for knowledge, objectification, enjoyment, experience, interaction, transaction, life. We are living in the part of this universe. Therefore, doubtlessly, we have what? Universe exists. Asti, sat, sat, ityevata gruhyate. The universe is always understood to be existent. The universe is doubtlessly, 100% doubtlessly understood to be existent. We don't say universe is not there. Asti iteva grihyate. It's always understood to be existent. Sat, sat means what? Universe exists means universe asti, asti iteva. Sat, sat should be taken as asti, asti iteva grihyate. It's always understood to be existent, existent only. Yatha mridadi karyam ghatadi mridadi anvitam. Just as the products such as pot, etc. Just as the products such as pot, etc. is always understood to be inseparably with its cause, clay, mrid adi, products such as pot, etc., is always understood to be inseparably with its cause, clay, etc. Ghataha mrida anvitam. Furniture, wood anvitam. Abharanam, swarna anvitam. Anvitam means what? Inseparably, the cause inseparably in his. Inherent cause. Inseparable, inherent cause. The cause is inseparably inherent in the very effect. Because how? The cause alone is there in the form of an effect, lending existence to the very effect, the form. Cause is in the form of existence, lending existence to the effect. That's why it's what always any karyam, karanena anvitam. Karyam, you have to write this sentence. Karyam karanena anvitam. Karana ananvitam karyam nasti. Karyam sada karanena anvitam. Effect is always in and through, inseparably pervaded, inseparably with cause only. There is no effect product without its cause. Karana ananvitam karyam nasti. There is no such an effect. There is no such thing called a product which is without its cause. So, ghataha mrida mridanvitam. Mrida anvitam. Similarly, jagat brahma anvitam. Understand? Brahmana anvitam jagat. What is brahma here? Pure, the existence. What is existence? Consciousness. So manifested consciousness is in the manifested existence. What is manifested existence? Existence with the former name is manifested existence. You don't see existence through physical eyes, but you understand the concept of existence as what? Existence of the knowledge of, knowledge of the existence of the object, isn't it? Universe is means the knowledge of the universe is. Therefore, always existence presupposes knowledge. Universe is. Therefore, jagat anvitam, brahmana anvitam jagat. So it's very, very clear, made very clear. Jagataha moolam nasyat chet, asadanvitameva idam karyam, asadityevam grihyate. A product without its cause is non-existent. Therefore, as universe is always understood to be existent, as existent, existent only, just as mridadi karyam gatadi mridadi anvitam, just as pot, etc., the product such as pot, etc., or inseparably with its the respective cause, clay, etc., so also this universe also inseparably with its source of existence, that is abstract reality existence. That existence is what? Brahma. Okay. Tasmat jagataha moolam atma asti itteva upalabdhavyaha. So until now, what it says now? What is it said here? First of all, Shankara Bhagavatpada establishes there is Brahma. There is Brahma. There is absolute abstract reality, which is of the self-existence and which alone is in the of existence of the universe, which alone lends existence to this universe. Tasmat, therefore, jagataha moolam, the source of existence of the universe, atma is, atma asti. This is how, okay, upalabdhavyaha, it should be understood. Upalabdhavyaha, it should be understood that the fact is, atma certainly is the cause of the universe. So the whole analysis here establishes the existence of the reality being there, as the existence of the universe. Existence of existence. Kasmat. Now, kasmat means what? For what purpose? What purpose it should be understood that there is Atma, the cause of the universe? And the question comes, why do you break your head to establish the existence of Atma as the cause of the universe? Atma is there or not? Atma is very much, what is Atma? Absolute reality is. Brahman is, Atma is. How do you say Atma is? That's why Jagat is. Atma is, that is why Jagat is. Clay is, therefore the pot is. Without the clay, they can't be pot. Now, the universe is, therefore there must be its cause. And that cause is Brahma. How is it? It's in the form of the existence of the universe. So the analysis has helped us what? Jagataha moolam atma asti. Don't say nasti. It should be understood the atma is the cause of the universe. Now the question comes, kasmat apalabdhavyaha, why should atma should be understood? Why should we understand that atma asti? Why should we understand that atma asti? Why should we understand, okay, அஸ்தி இதி ஞானம் கிமர்த்தம்? Why should there be the knowledge of the existence of the Atma? Because only if you have the knowledge of the existence of the Atma, then you can make efforts to know what that Atma is. Then the Atma will be available for knowledge. You can arrive at the Atma. Already if you close your mind saying there is no Atma, there is no Brahma, there is no Jagat Karanam, if already close your mind, it is not there, means then you will not make efforts to know something which is not, which doesn't exist. So you will not enjoy the benefit of knowing the Atma. Therefore, moksha praptyartham, to discover moksha, you have to understand the reality, Atma. To understand the reality, you must know that reality exists, first of all. Your kasmat, kasmat means what? Kasmat karanat, atma asti iti upalabdhavyaha. Why should we know that Atma exists? The reason is given. Asti iti bruvataha. Asti iti bruvataha. So Shankara Bhagavatpada gives the explains that sentence in the mantra. Asti iti bruvataha. Means what? Astitva vadinaha. Astitva vadi means what? The person who states Atma is. He is Astitvavadi. Who is Astitvavadi? Whoever says Brahman is, Atma is, he is Astitvavadi. So only for the person who 100% accepts the existence of Brahman, accept the Shastra as the Pramanam, also having understood in this manner that What is the hetu here? Karana anvitam karyam nasya nasti. There is no product which is, okay, without its cause. Therefore, universe is here, and the cause of the universe also must be here. So asti iti bruvataha, astitvavadinaha. And who is astitvavadi? Who is the one who says Brahma asti? Agama artha anusari. Very nice. Agama artha anusari. Very important. Agama artha anusari means the follower of the teaching of the Veda Shastra. One who accepts the Vedic teaching, one who has reverence for, one who has Shraddha in the Shastram, accepts the Shastra teaching, Shastra is the Pramanam, he is the follower of the subject matter of the teaching of the Shastram. Agamartha Anusari, nominative case. Agamartha Anusari, Nakaranta Pullinga Shabdha. Agamartha Anusari. So agamarthanusari, the person who, the follower or the teaching of the Shastram, he alone is the astitvavadi. Who can be astitvavadi? Agamarthanusari is the astitvavadi. The person who follows subject matter of the Shastram, he is the one who accepts the existence of Brahma, Atma. And who is Agamartha Anusari? Who is the follower of the teaching of the Shastram? Shaddhadanaha. One who has Shaddha in the Shastram. See how he takes. Shaddhadanaha. Shaddhadanaha is the one who, yasya Shaddha asti, saha Shaddhadanaha. So Shaddhavan Purushaha. Shaddhadhanaha is Shaddhavan. The person who has Shaddha in the Shastram alone can be the follower of the teaching of the Shastram. Only for the follower's teaching of the Shastram, there is knowledge of the existence of Brahman. He alone can be Astitvavadi. Okay. So he says, Astitvavadinaha asti iti bruvataha astitvavadinaha agamartha anusarinaha shaddadanat anyatra. Other than the person who has shaddha in the shastram, who follows subject matter of the teaching of subject matter of the shastram, who is convinced of the fact that Brahman is, other than that person, Nastikavadini, only for that person, Brahman is available for recognition. Nastikavadini. Nastikavadini means what? On the part of the one who says there is no Brahma. Nasti jagataha moolam atma. The person who says there is no atma, jagataha moolam. Jagat, the source of existence of the universe, the cause of the universe, atma is not, atma does not exist. Such a person is Nastikavadi. Nastikavadi means the person, the believer of the non-existence of the reality, non-existence of the atma, is Nastikavadi. The Nastikavadini, and a part of the Nastikavadi, for whom the cause, the source of existence of the Jagat, Jagataha Moolam Atma Nasti, for whom Atma does not exist, the cause of the universe, Niranvayam, Niranvayam eva idam karyam. Can you believe? Niranvayam eva idam. This universe is without its cause. The person who does not believe in the existence of Atma, for him, this universe is causeless. Niranvayam, Niranvayam. Nir and not sanvayam, niranvayam. Niranvayam eva idam karyam. Niran idam karyam, this entire universe, which is a product, is for him is a causeless product. Means abhavantam praviliyate. Abhavantam, which means the universe is resolvable where in its non-existent cause. Abhavantam means what? There is non-existence. The cause is non-existent for him. Abhavaha means absence. Abhavantra say cause is non-existence for him, which means actually Gaudapada Acharya Gaudapacharya comes for me. Shankara Bhagavatpada states here, he states what now? Shunyavadi, no, he actually condemns Shunyavadi. Shunyavadi, according to him, what? Non-existence is the cause. There is no cause of the universe. There is no Atma, there is no Brahma, there is no Jagat Karanam. There are people who say that. That is why he has to establish this. Karyam abhavantam. Praviliyataha. Iti manyamane. Praviliyate. Abhavantam praviliyate means what? Finally. Oh. Non-existence is the cause. Mean what? There's no cause. Niranvayameva idam jagat. Jagataha moolam atma nasti. He is nastikavadi. Iti manyamane. When, okay, when it is when such a thing is considered, when the non-existence is considered to be the reality. Non-existence is considered to be the reality. Viparita darshi. Nastikavadi is a viparita darshi. The person of viparita darshi is one who has distorted vision. The distorted vision, perverted understanding. Viparita darshini, who is thinking, manyamana asti, okay? Viparita darshini manyamane means what? The person who is thinking that there is no atma, there is non-existence of the reality. Non-existence is the reality for him. Non-existence itself is the reality. For whom there is no jagat karanam, such a person, viparita darshini, for a person, viparita darshinaha, it can be, okay? For a person who has this completely distorted, perverted, erroneous understanding, thinking, katam tat brahma, tattvataha upalabhyate. How can that Brahman be available for recognition? When the person already closed his mind saying it is not there, what effort can he make to understand non-existent thing? How can he understand? Therefore, tad brahma tattvataha katham na upalabhyate. How is it possible for him to understand the reality? Especially that reality has to be arrived at only as one's own existence, one's own nature. So it is impossible. Tad brahma na upalabhyate nakan nakathanchana upalabhyate. There's no way. Na kathanchana, no way Brahman will be available for such a person, for such a thinking, for recognition. Means that person can never attain knowledge of Brahman. Is it clear? Okay. By way of establishing the nature of reality being existence, actually Shankara Bhagavatpada, again, what he's emphasized in this whole bhasham is how important it is to have Shraddha in the Shastram as the Pramanam. Unless you have Shraddha in the Shastram as the Pramanam, there's no way of understanding the existence of the Brahman, because it is not available at all for actually any other means of knowledge. Only when you have understood Shraddha, you can become Astitvavadi, you can become Agamartha Anusari. Okay? The Shraddha alone will help a person follow the teaching of the Shastram. If you follow teaching of the Shastram, then, okay, you have that astitta buddhi. Asti iti confirmation, isn't it? Then it is possible to gradually arrive at the reality as your own swarupam. See, in Taittiriya Upanishad, it's very beautifully said. The one who says Brahman is not, reality is not, is the person who denies his own existence. We say there's no reality, you are denying your own existence. It is like saying, I am not here. To say I am not here, you must be there. How funny it is to say, I am not here. Ridiculous, isn't it? For a person to say, I am not here, who are you to who say who is not here? So, denying the existence of Brahman is denying existence of one's own self. Therefore, definitely, Brahma asti. That is the teaching. Okay. Tasmad upohya asadvadi paksham asuram. My God. The next mantra, Shankar Baba introduces the mantra, 13th mantra. He says, asadvadi paksham is asuram paksham. Asadvadi paksham means what? The person who says Brahman does not exist. Brahman is not, that there is no Jagat Karanam Atma. There is no Atma, the cause of the universe. There is no Brahma, there is no Atma, there is no reality, there's only non-existence. They argue very vehemently that universe has come into existence from nothingness, from shunyam. And he says, people of such understanding are like demons. Why? Because if a person is given to the belief, given to the wrong understanding, the person is given to the perverted vision that Atma does not exist. Reality is not there. Brahman does not exist. Then there's a possibility of that person becoming very demonic in his nature. Asadvadi, asadvadinaha, asura sadrushaha. Asadvadinaha, people who hold on to the view very strongly, nothingness is the reality, there is no Brahma, there's no Atma, there's no God, there's no, okay, such people are like demons. So, the view they hold on to is what? Demonic, asuram. The view of the non-existence of the reality is what? Demonic view. Asuram. Why? Because if a person does not believe in the existence of Brahman, he will not make any effort to discover Brahman. Therefore, for him, moksha, Brahma jnanam will not be the means of attainment of moksha. But still, there is naturally drive, there's natural urge for in the mind of every human being to for happiness. And what will he do? He will search for happiness in only artha kamas. The person who does not believe in the existence of Brahman, for him artha kamas will be the ultimate goals. The artha kamas which he pursued for living this life will become the ultimate goals of life. See, what a problem. Very important to understand. Artha kamas will become the ultimate goals. If artha kamas will become the ultimate goals, then he will not know the value of jnanam. Therefore, he will not know the value of dharma. Unless a person knows the value of jnanam, he will not know the value of dharma also. When a person does not know the value of dharma, it is not possible for him to strictly, consciously, thoughtfully, prudently, intelligently live a life of dharma. Living a life of dharma involves tremendous alertness. Okay, one must be always very vigilant, alert, to be able to live consciously a life of dharma. So it is possible for a person to make all possible efforts to live conscious life of dharma. Only a person knows the value of dharma, the importance of dharma. Unless I live a life of dharma, there's no way of sharpening my intellect. There's no way of stabilizing my mind, steadying my mind. There's no way of converting my grasp into a settlement. There's no way of preparing my mind for the attainment of jnanam. So the person should know the value of knowledge. The person does not believe the existence of Brahman. How will he know the value of knowledge of Brahman? If he does not know the value of the knowledge of Brahman, he will not know the value, the importance of preparing his mind for the attainment of knowledge. See, one will not know the importance of, the necessity of preparing his mind for mind unless he knows the value of jnanam. If a person does not know the importance of preparing his mind, converting, implement a pure mind, unsteady, distracted mind into a steady, focused mind, he will not know the value of dharma. Person does not know the value of dharma, he will not be able to live a life of dharma always. If a person does not live a life of dharma, then he will be disturbing the universal order by his non-righteous activities and the non-righteous unethical behavior. Of a person will convert him into a demon. Who is a demon? Whoever transgresses dharma always and just for the sake of fulfilling one's own desires, for the enjoyment of one's own pleasures, is asura. In fact, asura and rakshasa, Puju Samji explained once, know the difference. The one who goes against dharma for artha pursuit is rakshasa. The one who goes against dharma for kama pursuit is asura. Anyway, All wrongdoers are adharmis. Adharmis are asuras only. Therefore, my God, he says what? This asadvadi paksham is asuram paksham. Asadvadi pakshaha asuraha pakshaha. Asadvadi pakshaha asuraha pakshaha. The holding on to the view that Brahman does not exist is asuric view, demonic view. Therefore, அபோஹ்ய அசத்வாதி பக்ஷம் ஆசுரம் பக்ஷம் அபோஹ்ய. அபோஹனம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ரிமூவிங், ஹேவிங் ரிமூவ்டு. ரிமூவிங், ரெனவுன்சிங், கிவிங் அப் தட் சச் வியூ, த டெமனிக் வியூ, டெமனிக் வியூ ஆஃப் வியூ த பிரம்மன் டஸ் நாட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட். Having given up that view, asadvadi paksham, objective case, asuram asadvadi paksham apohya, one should be given to sadvadi pakshaha. One should be given to the view that Brahman exists. That's the teaching here. Asti-tevo-palabdhavyaha tattva-bhavena-chobhayoho Asti-tevo-palabdhasya tattva-bhava-prasidati. Let me do the literal meaning of the mantra today and we'll do the beautiful bhasham tomorrow. Okay? Asti-itteva-upalabdhavyaha தத்வபாவேன சோபயோ அஸ்தித்யேவ உபலப்தவ்யஸ்ய அஸ்தித்யேவோபலப்தஸ்ய தத்வபாவ ப்ரசீததி. சோ அஸ்தி, அஸ்தி டஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்ட். சி, இஃப் யூ சே அஸ்தி, ஹவ் யூ சே இட், ஓகே? அஸ்தி, அஸ்தி ஏவ இதி உபலப்தவ்யஹ. சி, உபலப்தவ்யஹ மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஷுட் பி அண்டர்ஸ்டுட், ஷுட் பி அட்டைன்ட் இன் டெர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். உபலப்தவ்யஹ ஷுட் பி அட்டைன்ட் இன் டெர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ், ஷுட் பி அண்டர்ஸ்டுட், மஸ்ட் பி அண்டர்ஸ்டுட். Who? Brahma, Atma. Atma asti eva iti upalabdhavyaha. Atma should be understood to be existent first. Atma should be understood to be existent first. Paschat, okay? Only then, that person who is convinced of the fact that Atma exists, no doubt. Why? The universe exists, the cause of the universe must be there. I do not know what the cause is. That's okay. Now my aim is to understand what that cause is. That is when studying Upanishad. Study of Upanishad is to understand what is that Brahman, the cause of the universe. Therefore, Brahman exists. Iti upalabdhavyaha. Atma asti iti upalabdhavyaha. First, the existence of Brahman, one, it should be understood that Brahman exists, Atma exists. Thereafter, tattva bhavena saha upalabdhavyaha. Saha tattva bhavena upalabdhavyaha. Only then, that Atma can be understood what that Atma is. Tattva bhavena means what? understanding the existence of Brahman first, the understanding what that Brahman is, what that Atma is. Tattva bhavena ava upalabdhavyaha. First, one should understand that Atma exists, then one should understand what that Atma is. Tattva bhavena means what? What that Atma is, what that reality is. Understanding what the reality is tattva bhavena upalabdhihi. Tattva bhavena upalabdhihi. Understanding that Atma in terms of its nature. So one can make effort to understand the reality in terms of its nature, essential nature, only if he understands the existence of Brahman. One, he knows the Brahman exists. Therefore, here beautifully it is said, asti ityeva upalabdhavyaha. You can add the word Atma or Paramatma or Brahma. Atma asti ityeva upalabdhavyaha. It should be understood that Atma exists. Then, after understanding that Atma exists, then what that Atma is should be understood in terms of its nature, real nature, tattva bhavena. Then Atma should be understood in terms of its real nature as what that Atma is. So, ubhayoho madhye, ubhayoho, asti itte upalabdhasya tattva bhavaha prasidati. Between the two, Brahman tattva bhavaha prasidati. Tattva bhavaha means what? Essential nature. The real essential nature of the reality, the truth. Tattvasya bhavaha, tattva bhavaha. Bhavaha, in this, see the word bhavaha here means essential nature, real nature. Real nature of the reality, real nature of the truth, that is real nature of the Atma. Prasidati, blesses in terms of revealing its nature. Okay, tattva bhavaha prasidati, the real nature of the Atma blesses in terms of revealing itself. The real nature of the Atma becomes revealed only to that person who accepts the existence of Brahman. Asti iti upalabdhasya. Asti iti upalabdhaha kaha? The one who has known, understood the fact that Brahman exists, Atma exists. Only for him, tattva bhavaha prasidati. The real nature of reality blesses the person who has understood the existence of Brahman. How does the real nature of Brahman, real nature of Atma bless the person? Revealing itself. Revealing itself is blessing the person. What reveals? The real nature of the reality, real nature of Atma, blesses the person in terms of revealing itself to the person who has understood the existence of Brahman. This is the meaning of the mantra. Is it clear? See, Prasidati means blesses. What is a blessing? Revealing itself. Which what reveals itself? The real nature of the reality reveals itself to the person who understands the existence of Brahman, who knows the existence of Brahman, who has known the existence of Brahman. Understand? Brahman means the reality. Brahman and Atma. What it says is, the person will have the vision of the reality in terms of its nature. See, you cannot aspire for Brahman. It's not possible to have knowledge of Brahman until you understand the existence of Brahman. Yes, Brahma Asti. It must be there. Literal meaning of the mantra. Asti ityeva upalabdhavyaha. What is the meaning? Brahma asti. Atma exists. No doubt. This must be understood first. Thereafter, tattva bhavena, you have supplied the word upalabdhavyaha. Only then, this Atma should be understood as what it is. Atma should be understood in terms of its real nature. Atma is subtlest, therefore Atma has to be understood only in terms of its essential nature. He says, Asti iti upalabdhasya eva. The person who has known, has understood that Atma exists, only for him, between the two people, one who knows Brahman exists, one who thinks Brahman does not exist. Between the two, the one who has known the existence of Brahman, for him alone, the essential nature, the true nature of reality, Atma, blesses in terms of revealing its nature, itself. Means real nature of Atma becomes revealed to that person. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. We'll see the Bhashyam tomorrow. Okay? Please go back and read your thing. Then come back to me. Because it's a Upanishad class, I didn't want to make it Samskritam class. That's why I didn't really do certain things. I left it. Of course, I explained every word. I have not left anything here. That's why I explained last class. Last Sunday, I explained the whole thing clearly for you. See, for us, it's no problem. See, we study Upanishad because we already understand. We want to know the reality, so we are heading Shastra. Generally, those days, even now, there are people who do not believe, okay, there is reality. Of course, simple people, we say, believe in God. They understand, the simple religious people, they believe in the existence of God. They do not even know anything about it. They're simply the religious people, not even spiritual people. They do not even know that they have to understand the truth. At least some belief is there, at least some dharma, adharma, viveka is there, some fear is there. But there are people who do not believe in the existence of the reality, existence of the cause of the universe. And they have their own argument, their own reason, they have their own inference, arrived to their own experiences. When people use their own reasoning to make arrived conclusions, their conclusions will be wrong. So, again, what has to be understood is inexplicably subtlest. And so, our mind, buddhi cannot understand Vidhi cannot understand at all. It is cannot be understood on our own using any other pramana. Because it's not available for any other pramana, it's very natural for people to make a conclusion, oh, such a thing doesn't exist. If I cannot know through any means I have, then it cannot be existent. We'll make conclusions. Therefore, it is emphasized here that one should understand. But for, there's no such a thing. Already we have accepted Shastram as the Pramanam. And Shastram says Atma is. And the Shastram also shows how Atma is. Shastram presents the methods of unfoldment, methods of teaching, to help us understand Arevatta reality. That's why Shastram enjoys the status of being the Pramana Grantaha. Why Shastram is said the Pramana Grantaha? Because it does certainly help as a means of knowledge of the truth. The people who have Shraddha in the Shastram, they have no problem. People who do not have Shraddha in the Shastram, how can they understand there is Atma? At least seeing the universe, if they can think, there is universe, therefore the universe must have come from somewhere, so there must be a cause. At least they can have some basic understanding like that. But they had their own ways of analyzing. People without the help of the Shastra, without having Shastra as his support, when they try to understand things, they using their own thinking, their own reasoning, and based on their own perceptions, their own experiences, people try to arrive at their own conclusions. Because they think they had to be independent. They should not take others, what others teach. Then definitely they will have, either they'll say there's no reality, or they'll have wrong conclusions. They make wrong conclusions. Oh my God, in Mandukya, would I do that? It is very easy for people to, that 35 views we discussed in Mandukya. Remember? 35 different views of reality. All those people are people who do not accept Shastram as the Pramanam. If you accept Shastram as the Pramanam, then Shastram says Brahman Asti. Okay, yes, Brahman Asti. I accept Brahman Asti. Why? Shastram says. That is why when I simply without questioning back, accepting what Shastram says is Shraddha. But it's very difficult for people in the West to accept like that. Even some people in India also. Some people have the problem. That's why we've been trained from childhood. We always accept what our parents say. We never question back. We think they mean well for us. Okay? We are not experienced enough. Our experience are not enough. So we always believe. It's called Vruddha Vakyam. Vruddha Vakyam means accepting even elders. What mother says, what father says, what grandparents say. Elders say means we don't talk back. Even after you feel like you don't accept what they say, still we don't talk back. Out of reverence, we want to wait. There's reverence, okay, there's Shraddha. That's the culture in India. Because we don't know, so we go by their instruction. It's very difficult in the West to follow that. Even today, even if people disagree with their parents also, they will not talk back. Even they, most of them agree, Because the reverence is because they always think they are well wishers. They mean well. That's why Shruti is Mata for us, our mother. She means well for us. We can't ignore her. Okay, Shruti is the only support for us. You have to lean only on your mother's lap. You have to lean on your mother's lap only, not anywhere else. Shruti Mata. And she conveys. So Shruti says, Atma is, I don't deny, accept it. Because my faith in Shruti is such, Shruti is my well-wisher. Shruti's aim is to help me discover my nature of fullness, of happiness. Any mother wants her child to be happy. Shruti wants every human child to be happy, to discover everlasting happiness. It's a long way. That is one's own swarupam, one's own essential nature. So discovering the truth, reality is discovering one's own self, one's own essential nature. Which is discovering the truth of the universe also. Because the truth happens to be one. Truth of the individual, truth of the total happens to be one, the same reality, same truth. And the reality being available for recognition as one's own self also. So reality has to be understood. That is where our moksha is. So this is what we say, sadhana sadhya sambandha. Understanding connection between the ultimate goal and the means to accomplish the goal. That is that, then you know the value of the jnanam. Then you will make all possible efforts to know the, that is when a person becomes a spiritual person, he becomes committed to the pursuit of jnanam. When, only when you know the value of the teaching, knowing, knowledge, you become committed to the pursuit of jnanam. Then, with the reverence for Shastram as the Pramanam, again you can study the Shastram to understand what the truth is also. To understand the existence of the truth, then to understand what the truth is, also Shastram is the Pramanam. And to understand the truth, what should be the qualification on my part? To understand that also Shastram is the Pramanam. And even to qualify myself to understand the truth, also Shastram teaches, prescribes karma upasanam. Amazing. That is why Mata. That is why Mother. Everything is prepared for us. No, there is a truth. It's like typical, I can say simple language. There is a truth. Okay, first understanding. You must understand the truth. Okay. To understand the truth, you must be ready. To become ready, this is how you must live your life. Living your life this way means what? This must be the attitude. This is dharma. She teaches dharma also. So that is why mother. Understand why mother, throughout, mother is there with us, helping us. Mother leaves you only when you are yourself, when you become self-dependent. In knowledge, you become self-dependent. Your personal self-dependence means you are absolutely independent. When you are independent, the mother leaves you. Okay. That is what it is said. Ubhayoho asti teva upalabdhavyasa tattva bhavaha prasidati. Tattva bhavaha kasya prasidati. Only for upalabdhasya. Upalabdha, one who has understood the existence of Brahman. Upalabdhavya means should be understood. The knowledge that the Brahman exists should be understood, should be attained. Which means one must have the knowledge of existence of Brahman first, then one must make efforts to know the nature of that Brahman. Understand what the Brahman is in terms of its nature. Therefore, the person who accepts the existence of Brahman alone can understand the Brahman. The real nature of reality, the real nature of Brahman, real nature of the truth, blesses the person. The blessing is what? Blessing is in terms of, in the form of revealing itself. Revealing itself means what? The person will have the knowledge of the real nature of reality. There is no greater blessing than being blessed with the vision of the nature of reality. He's putting some of his own words, okay? There's no real greater blessing than having the vision of the nature of the reality. That the culmination of enjoyment of Bhagavan's grace. So see you all tomorrow. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.